Okay, Parshat Pinchas. Says the Mayan Beis HaShe'eva, my father's sefer, gigantic opus on the Torah. First piece in Pinchas. Chav Hei Yud Gimel. Oysolo, the Zaro Akra Bris Kahuna Solom. After Pinchas assassinated, Pinchas is Aaron's grandson. He's a Levi. After Pinchas assassinated the head of the tribe of Shimon, which is Zimri ben Salu, so Hashem comes to Moshe and tells him that the peace prize, the universal peace prize, shall be given to an assassin, a person who assassinated somebody. The first peace prize, Brisi Shalom, God Hashem was declaring, I'm giving him my covenant of peace. The first international peace prize was given to an assassin, Pinchas, who assassinated Zimri. Behoiselo, Lazaro should be to him and his children, Acharov, Bris, Kuhuna, so the Bris for Kuhuna forever. Why should it be to him? Why doesn't it come to Aharon? Like the Kohanim say when they duchen, Eshek Hitchon, Begadusho, Shal Aharon. Why does it have to come to him? Omr Chazal, and Zavachim Koval, Lon is Chayin, Pinchas, Achahargo, Zimri. Zimri never became a Kohen until he executed Zimri, who was the tribe of Shimon. Shimon's tribe had 59,000 people, and Zimri and Pinchas thought for sure he's going to get killed the next second, but he didn't care because Zimri did something in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is instant death, and there has to be a Rotzeach to kill him. So he did sleep with that woman, Balak's daughter, Kozvi Bas Tzur. Balak is called Tzur. So he killed him, because we have a lock of Baal Aramis. You in public, in front of other Jews, you sleep with a Goyish woman, Kanoi and Pogumbo. If you're a Kanoi, you're strictly to Mekadosh Hashem's name, you can stick him, kill him, without the decision of Bezdin. Omer Chazal is welcome Koval. Lone is Chayin Koim, a Koim was not a Koim. Achu Hargul Zimri, until he killed Zimri. When the Kahuna was given to Aram, it was only given to Aaron and his sons that were anointed with him, and all the children that would come from them. And after door, door, after door, door, door. Aval Pinchas, who was born but didn't get anointed, Aval Pinchas Shanolad, Kodom Lekain, who before they were anointed, and he was not anointed, even though he's Aaron's grandson, Aval Pinchas Shanolad, Kodom Lekain, Lo Nimshah, was not anointed. Lo Bole Klal Kahuna, he's not a coin. He's a Ben Aaron, but he's not a coin. I'd actually have told this moment. Avahu Gufa Kasha, this is itself a Kasha. Lovelo Nimshach Batkila, why was he not anointed like all the little kids of Aaron? Grandkids too. But oh, Yesh Ayin Acha, we have to look about something else. Shenis Chayin Pinchas, that Pinchas became a coin, that means his Kedusha is Kedusha Atzmo. It's not Kedusha Shal Aaron. How could they say the children of Pinchas and all the Kohanim Gedolim in the world today come from Pinchas? Because Aaron had four sons, two died, and the other two was the loves of Yisoma, and the loves we know nothing about, and Yisoma, Pinchas and the loves of Aaron, Yisoma we know nothing about, Pinchas and the loves of Aaron, they all come from Elazar. So how could he say, Asher Yivarchu B'nei, Aveich Yivarchu B'nei Pinchas, Asher Kedshonum, V'kedush Shosol Shal Aharon, when it did not come from Aaron, it came when a God anointed Pinchas after this heroic act. When you stand on the duchum, or when they eat truma, they have to say, Asher Kedushon B'kedushos Shal Aaron. Look at Rambam, Perek, Tezvav, and Mehilchos Truma. He named me Dosh Hashem. Now my father explains. The nature of Aaron Hoya Oiv Shalom, Rod Yishon, he was a peacemaker and a peace seeker. He loved everybody, didn't want to make machlokas, and he wanted to bring them to Torah, says in the first Perek and Ovos. And Divri Hanavi Malachi, Beis Vav, Torah's emissaries of he always had truth on his mouth, and he never did anything crooked. He was in Shalom, he conducted his lifestyle. The Fisha, Ulai Yitokhin Lomer, so maybe you could say, from the moment when these Erev Rav ganged up on Aaron, they say, come, get up, you! Say, Lord, let him make us a god, an idol. Nivro, Gavra, He was so in love with even the worst sinners, he wanted to be nice to them, and he said, give them, get all the earrings from the men. And then by when he figured it takes a few hours to gather that, because Moshe said he'll come back in 40 days. And they said the 40 days were up. And Aaron said, no, it's not 40 days, not up until early morning when he left 40 days ago. But they were in a hurry, this Erev Rav. Moshe had abandoned them for 40 days. And then he said, wait a few hours till the morning. No, we want to do it right now. So he delayed it. And meanwhile, while he took the whole hunk of gold and threw it into the oven, it came out ready-made calf. Eglazov. They said, get up, make us a god. He loved the Brios. He couldn't fight them. Instead of Midos Kina, a jealousy, you do something, Zimri did something disgraceful in front of Moshe, you got to kill him on the spot. Doesn't say, Boyle Aramis, Kanoim Pogimbo. He didn't have that aggressive Midos Kanois. And he didn't give his life to stop them like his nephew Chur did. What did the result was? The Yetzer Egazeh, a golden calf came out. Therefore, at the time of receiving the Kedusha of the Kahuna was Togum, flawed a little bit, because the Kohen Gadol had got involved in making an Egel. Avshazeh V'zichah Bonav, even though Zocha, he gave his children and his grandchildren Kahuna, but Makom, it wasn't fully clean. There was something missing in this Kahuna because the first Kohen had done this, got involved some way in the Ego. So the Kedusha of Aaron and his children was something missing until Pinchas fixed it. Ava Kishikina, Pinchas Kina, Hashem, when Pinchas was furious against the avera that this man did, Zimri, he fixed by a violent action the begam of the fault of Aaron, who was too peace loving. Tikkun, he was fixed. He was masakin v'siluk, and he fixed the begam, the fault. The kedushas Aaron, something missing. After the shpashu gamalov kedushas. Now, when Pinchas did a violent act, then now the Kedusha was complete again. Tikkun, he did the Pinchas, was Nesakin, and removed the Begam of Kedusha's Aaron, was Nishpashto Gamalov. Then the Kedusha of Aaron now goes on the great, on the grandson. Asher Kedushon B'Kedusha Shal Aaron, because the grandson had to fix the Begam. Too much love, too much of a Baal Chesed cannot take a violent, do a violent act like Pinchas did. There's two ways to make shalom. You have a ceasefire, and you talk it over, and you come to a conclusion. The other way is you kill your enemies, and then there's peace. Aaron was too much of a kind person. And this case here needed one man to be assassinated, because it says, Boil Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo. You stick him with the spear. That had to be fixed. There's two ways to make shalom. Cease fire, talk it over, or kill your enemies. There's two ways, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. Since Chur, his nephew, Aaron's nephew, his sister's child, tried to stop the Egel, he got killed. Therefore, the schus went in his grandson. But Sali ben Uri ben Chur, they went into to Miriam. She married a Kolev, so she had in her the genes of a Malchus ben Sali ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda. So he was Misakin. He was not Misakin. He built the Mishkan. This 13-year-old boy. Because he was the great-grandson of Chur, who was from Yehuda. Because he gave his life up to stop Miriam's child, to stop these wild guys, these Bayonim, they were Erev Rav. And just like the Bayonim in Haftorah, you know, last week. The Erev Rav, so he did it, Uri got killed. Saul ben Uri ben Hur, his son, he did it because a 13-year-old boy, because of the fact that Hur gave his life. But Saul ben Uri ben Hur, the grandson of Hur, same thing here. Pinchas was misakin the head of his grandfather Aaron, who was too much of a peace lover, and now the kahuna is complete, and the children of Pinchas, who are nizchahim because of Pinchas' courageous act, not because of the grandfather Aaron, now he's misakin that even Pinchas could be asher kedushon bekedushoso shel Aharon, because Pinchas fixed misakin the pagam. Boy, that's enough for Pinchas. Thank you.